This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to be honest. I mean, we've talked about almost every free agent that's out there and the fact that, and I give Mary Carey Cabot credit for talking about it, but I just don't think it's as big. And why did it pick up as huge news this time when like a lot of people have been talking about this for a while? And maybe it's just on the gist that her story was based on the fact that if the Browns can't get Russell Wilson, they can get Carson Wentz. Like, in what world does that sound like that's a good idea based on that theory?
Well, I mean, there's just nothing going on right now. That's why it's news.
Okay.
I mean, it's not been an exciting offseason by any stretch, to nobody's surprise. Well, at least not to my surprise. There's just not a lot of money for the Browns to spend. There's not a lot of worthy free agents to spend that money on. So, the fact that they're interested. Look, I'm interested in a lot of stuff, and none of it's news. So,
you're not interested in being a billionaire?
No, I'm very interested.
Billionaire, so you could buy the Celtics.
I'm very interested in being a billionaire. It's a good time in this country to be a billionaire.
I guess
you don't have to pay taxes. Everything you get all the tax breaks, and all the poor people pay for all your stuff. It's great. But yeah,
this isn't it's always game day in politics, by the way. I want to make sure you know that. Okay.
Just having a little fun.
Oh, I'm chuckling on the inside.
But I mean, they're just the quarterback options this offseason are all terrible. Both in the draft as well as in free agency. And you know, maybe Carson Wentz is the plan B if they can't get Russell Wilson. Maybe Russell's plan A. I mean, okay, great, fantastic. You know, it's just I'm not real optimistic about anything the Browns really are going to do in the upcoming season anyway. I think that they're maybe a 6-win football team, unless whatever quarterback they put on the field just has a great year out of nowhere. Then, yeah, maybe they have a chance to, you know, surprise people. But, I mean, the Browns are not a contender this year. And they're really not going to be a contender until they find a quarterback that can play on the level of, you know, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, even Justin Herbert at this point. And, you know, that guy's not available in free agency. You've got a bunch of retreads and washed up guys that are available right now. That's why I call it dumpster diving for quarterbacks, because that's exactly what they're doing. And Andrew Berry's not in a hurry right now. We're recording this on March 20th. He's not in a hurry to make a move. And that's okay. The Browns don't play a game for a long time here. But, you know, at some point, they got to find the best of the worst and get him in here kind of get this thing rolling in the right direction, or else, we're going to be sitting here when the offseason program starts in April without a quarterback. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll have a decision well in advance of that.
All right, so you think all these things. So what do you actually – can you tell me what you think the game plan is? I mean, because another thing we've heard is, hey, Mary Kay was talking about this. I even said this initially. Maybe you draft two quarterbacks if you don't think so, if you want to draft them later, or maybe if you just don't think, maybe you draft Shedeur Sanders because you think that's the right thing to do it too, and you don't want to miss the opportunity if he's going to be something great, but then maybe you draft another one of your quarterback in the first four rounds. You're right. It's just that there's no sustenance to this whole thing.
Well, I have also said for weeks that they could draft two quarterbacks. Look, this is throw something, anything against the wall and pray something sticks. That's where the Browns are at. Even if they, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward or Milroe or whoever, right? You are throwing stuff against the wall, hoping something sticks. That's where the Browns are at. And that is just an absolute god-awful place to be as a franchise. When you're basing things on hope, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody cross our fingers and hope it works out. When that is the basis of what you're doing, and that's exactly the basis of what Andrew Berry's doing right now, you're doomed for failure, right? I mean, just bad things are going to happen. So, I don't really have any hot takes. I'm really not upset by it. I'm really not emotionally invested by it. Just like they're going to do whatever they're going to do. Sit back and, watch this disaster unfold. Can't wait. It's going to be great.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, are we really walking into a season believing this is – I mean, how do you sell to a fan base that you're walking into a season that you're hoping for 7 wins?
Yeah.
How do you sell that and then raise ticket prices on top of that?
You bring in Journey to perform on draft night.
How much did they – was it worth it for a concert ticket?
I'm just telling you, like you create an influencer committee, social media influencers to say lots of nice stuff about you because the media is probably not going to say a lot of nice stuff about you. Like this is what losing franchises do. They do stuff like that. They do gimmicks, and that's where the Browns are at. They have to do gimmicks to keep their fans engaged because winning is not going to be, not going to do it for them, right? I mean, they're not going to win a lot this year. And again, it's going to take a little bit of a miracle, a little bit of, something unexpected. I think the Browns know exactly what they face in 2025. And again, that's why they're doing the draft party with Journey. And, they're doing the influencer committee thing and trying to get people to do and say and post great stuff about them on social media and things like that. I mean, You know, they're trying to get a stadium built. When you can't focus on the product on the field, Andy, you do all the ancillary stuff. And if you look at and I'm not criticizing the Browns, but like you look at what the Browns are doing right now, and it's all based on ancillary stuff. You know what I mean? The product does not sell itself, so they have to try and sell the product.
Who's driving that, though? Is that front office? Is that business office? Is like, who drives that theory? Like, I got to believe that if you're in football operations, you walk in there every day believing, hey, we're going to do the best we possibly can to try to put a team together that can make the playoffs and make it to the Super Bowl. I can't imagine that there isn't anybody that works in football ops that goes to work and doesn't believe that every day.
Well, I mean, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry believe they're making the playoffs this year. You know what I mean? But you also need to be realistic about where you're at. You got to be honest about where you're at, right? I mean,
look, I got to be honest. If I'm Kevin Stefanski, I can't look at it that way. I got to believe that no matter what you give me, I'm going to get the best out of these guys, and we're going to try to make the playoffs. Because his job, I mean, everybody knows their job is on the line. Because if they walk into the season and even any front office will be like, oh, you're safe no matter what, no matter what. And then you walk out of it with a one or two or another three-win season, you're looking for another job. And unless that's what you want.
Again, I think you can divide the front-facing, you know, hey, we're competing to win and all, we're playing to win. But also, too, behind closed doors, have a very private and honest assessment of where you are as an organization. Like, because you can't take appropriate steps forward, Andy, if you can't honestly look yourself in the mirror. And
I just think if you're a head coach and you believe you can't win, that your locker room will eat you alive.
Right.
And those guys want to win.
100%. And so that's why, like, yeah, you have those conversations very privately between you and Andrew Berry. Like, hey, we're deficient here. We're deficient there. Obviously, we're going to be deficient everywhere until we find a quarterback, right? Okay. Well, the options are terrible this offseason. And so I don't know, who do we pick between bad option and terrible option, right?
Bad. I go bad.
But you see what I'm saying? Like,
no, I know exactly what you're saying.
The team, we have to compete. So let's find the best possible option that's out there, even though there are no good options. And then, you know, fingers crossed, they're able to come in here and do something great. And look, if they draft Shedeur Sanders, there's nothing to say that kid can't come in here and be a franchise changer. I don't believe he is, but my opinion don't matter. If the Browns love Cam Ward and they think he's the franchise changer, you got to go get him, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't, then you stay where you're at. If you don't believe Shedeur Sanders is the guy, well, then you sucker somebody into trading for the second pick to get Shedeur Sanders. You see what I'm saying? Like,
no, I get it. I get it.
It's all about what their honest evaluations, which, by the way, they don't share publicly. You know, they're not going to tell people what they honestly think about folks. But if they're privately honest about the current state of affairs and how they've evaluated things, I think they'll be fine. You know, you get through this year, you set yourself up so maybe in 2026 you can turn the corner again and bounce back, right? That'd be this right. Second year of your rookie quarterback in a system and, you know, more comfortable, all the cliche narratives that get thrown out there with young quarterbacks, right? Mm-hmm. But the standard, the problem for the Browns, Andy, and this is what this whole thing boils down to, is the standard. And the standard is Jaden Daniels turned around the Washington Commanders in 1 year. You had Josh Allen turn around the Buffalo Bills. Joe Burrow turned around the Cincinnati Bengals. Patrick Mahomes turned around the Kansas City Chiefs. Lamar Jackson, well, I don't know necessarily he turned around the Ravens because the Ravens have historically been pretty good, but he elevated them, right? He made them contenders in the division and in the conference. So, like, that's the standard. Justin Herbert with Jim Harbaugh. Now, all of a sudden, the Chargers are a respectable, relevant team out west. So, like, that's the standard that the Browns are having to deal with, right? In trying to find their next quarterback, who can they find to meet that standard that can allow them to play up to that standard? And I'm here to tell you right now, I don't personally believe that player exists this offseason, but it's Andrew Berry's job and it's Kevin Stefanski's job to identify and go get said players to help them at least come close to that for 2025.